I want to share a true story, which is not well known, about an interaction during World War II. Winston Churchill was awarding the Victoria Cross, the highest and most prestigious award in the British Armed Forces, to an Air Force sergeant who had climbed out onto the wing of his bomber with only a rope attached to his waist. While it was 13,000 feet in the air, his courage saved both his fellow crew members and the plane. At the ceremony, the soldier was so overwhelmed by Churchill's presence that he could barely speak. Churchill observed this and said, "You must feel very humble and awkward in my presence." To which the sergeant replied, "Yes, sir." Then the prime minister, not known for his elegance, responded, "Then you can imagine how humble and awkward I feel in your presence." And humility is the theme in all three of the readings today. The first reading from Zephaniah tells us, seek the Lord and seek humility. The gospel passage from St. Matthew, known as the Beatitudes, teaches us that the poor in spirit will inherit the kingdom of God. And this week, even the second reading from St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians has humility at its theme. And why is humility important? One aspect of humility, in my opinion, is accepting God's plan for our lives instead of our own. In the very first sentence, St. Paul specifically refers to call when he writes, quote, "Consider your own calling, brothers and sisters," unquote. And this is not the last time that St. Paul uses that specific word, call. In Latin, the word is vocare. And it's where we get the word vocation. And typically when we hear that word, vocation, in Catholic circles, we think of it in relation to the priesthood, the diaconate, or religious orders. And that's fine to a point, because people are called by God to make that solemn promise. But Father Joe and I are not the only ones here this morning to have a vocation. In fact, the Bible doesn't even use the word vocation in that exclusive sense. When we encounter that word in St. Paul's letters, he always refers to the baptized Christians getting the call to faith and then entering the Christian community through their baptism. That is the definition of vocation to him. And as we read through the letter of the Corinthians on successive Sundays, Well, Corinth had a reputation of being seedy, unscrupulous, and very pagan worshiping. And as we read in last week's second reading, there was also plenty of dissension and bitterness within the church of Corinth. St. Paul is going to be explaining to them what it means to be called by Christ, and then how to live as community. The dictionary defines vocation as, quote, a function or station to which one is called by God, unquote. And notice it doesn't say one and done. Let me give you an example of vocation using myself. 35 years ago, I accepted a vocation to marriage. And yes, marriage is a vocation. Remember the definition, a function or station to which one is called by God. A few years later, we had a child. Is being a parent a vocation? Yes. It fulfills the definition. And yes, a child is a blessing. Parenthood is a vocation. Then, about 10 years later, I had a call to the diaconate, which took 6 years of training to fulfill. And being a deacon is a function or station to which one is called by God. Is it becoming clearer to you? Vocation is not a one-and-done proposition. It's a lifetime of accepting God's plan for our life. Now, recently, when listening during prayer, I believe I have another vocation to pursue. That is to minister to cancer patients. Not by my choice, but it does fit the definition. St. Paul also stressed that we not only receive a vocation individually, we are also called together as a community. We can compare this to the tiles of a mosaic. Each tile is lovely in and of itself, but only when they're all put together do they form an image. That is what it truly means to live out our call to be church. It's important to emphasize that calling because the Second Vatican Council taught us about the universal call to holiness. Every single baptized person has been called by God. We are the only creatures made in his image and likeness. He has given us gifts to be used for the good of the community. But to be church takes each one of us to complete. Have you ever seen a mosaic that's missing tiles? Your eyes automatically focus on that area, and the mosaic is incomplete. And that's what it's like when any one of us withhold our gifts and do not fully live out our baptismal calling. The image is incomplete. We all have a vocation. We are taught, and we should believe, that God has placed us into this life to fill a special need, one that no one else can accomplish. When any of us do not fulfill our vocation, that need goes unmet. But when we all fulfill that responsibility, our community thrives. Our God and our community are counting on you.